We take it and we try to offer it to Srila Prabhupada, actually. Devotee this morning, I don't know if she's here, but one of the devotees from the temple, after the class, in the class we were talking about, at the end, about how we should be humble and appreciate that if we're able to do something nice in Krishna consciousness, apparently, render some nice service, or, you know, maybe even something very concrete, like try and explain something to a person who's sort of in the process of coming to Krishna consciousness, but not really there yet. Sometimes we may try to explain something to help them come closer. And sometimes it happens that something clicks, so to speak, in their heart. And then they say, "Oh, thank you so much. You really helped me to understand something." And, you know, you can see that actually there's a step forward closer to Krishna which has occurred due to your own intervention. But the thing is, we definitely shouldn't be so much into the mood that it was my intervention, but rather that Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, all these great, 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 greatest personalities, they have used me as an instrument, and a little bit as a via medium, a sort of, you might say, partially opaque via medium, means a bit cloudy, not so like super clear. But they may have used me as an instrument, as a via medium, and some of their mercy somehow through myself managed to penetrate into the heart of that person who I was trying to explain something to. And that's the reality of it, actually. It's very important to be realistic and certainly to avoid getting into just like dream worlds, and particularly dream worlds where I am the hero or something along those lines. Those types of dream worlds, they're just too dangerous. Too dangerous. So, for all of us, every single one without exception, we have been the recipients of mercy, and we continue to be recipients of mercy, and it just keeps coming. As one devotee said, we should celebrate that we've got Krishna consciousness. It's just so wonderful. It's just so wonderful. We should celebrate. We should be happy, joyful and jolly that we have received Krishna consciousness. But then the devotee said, and this is the main point really, that we should never forget where we got it from. And not just got it like it was in the past, but where we're getting it from. And that's from all those super personalities, Prabhupada, Krishna, and so on. That's where we're getting it from. And if somehow, you could even say, despite ourselves, if somehow, sometimes, despite ourselves, we're able to actually do something positive and useful and helpful for some person, or just for the ongoing development of Srila Prabhupada's movement, then we should be very happy. But we must remember very clearly where that mercy came from. As someone was reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was it, I forget, "Your mercy is all that I am made of." Was it? It was. Okay, yeah, that's right. So yes, that's Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, famous line from a famous song. And it's really true. Your mercy is all that I'm made of. Other than the other parts of me, which are made of stuff from the past, the hangover from material existence, yeah, old habits die hard. So that's very important. And sitting here, as I have done for the last couple of hours or so, and hearing everyone, every single person who spoke, say at the very least something very nice indeed, and some saying something just so deeply from the heart, it's just overwhelming, actually. So I really try, and I try to remember that I must try to pass it on to Srila Prabhupada first of all, and then he'll make sure it gets passed on further too. And that's really a fact. That's really a fact. And we must all do that. So, but thank you so much for the expressions of appreciation, gratitude, and in different ways from different perspectives. I really appreciate it tremendously. And, you know, some of the time one sits here thinking, you know, come on, please. I was going to ask, how many more? At one point. But then I decided not to. I was thinking I should look at my watch, which I'm just doing right now for the first time for the last few hours. But then I thought, no, I won't look at my watch. Let's just go along with it. And because, you know, I think, not just I think, but I have experience, at least in some cases directly, I have experience how the relationship actually, in fact, helps, has helped and continues to help some of the very devotees who spoke today and others also. We have experience, it's a fact, as a reality. So, you know, the tendency to think sometimes that, you know, save it for Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja or something like that. We feel, all right, just carry on then. Because this is Krishna's system. This is not just Prabhupada's system. It's Krishna's system that the disciples who are initiated means they've made solid commitment. And those who'd like to become disciples, and even then those who there's sort of just some spiritual relationship, like of senior to junior, say, in Krishna consciousness, that this is Krishna's system. This is how we approach Krishna. Krishna explains in the beginning of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita how right at the beginning in the first verse, how he spoke that same knowledge to the sun god Vivasvan. But then in the following verse too, he explains how the knowledge was lost, and therefore he's now speaking it again. And And he's speaking it to Arjuna. Because you're my Bhaktosi me Sakha Cheti. You're my devotee and my friend. And therefore, I mean, you could say, therefore I want to speak it to you as opposed to someone else. And therefore, also, you can understand it because of that consciousness that you have. Bhaktosi me Sakha Cheti Rahasyam Hyetad Uttamam. Yes. So this is Krishna's process. The knowledge was lost, but now, but at that time then at least, Krishna re-established the knowledge, but not just the knowledge, but the system of receiving the knowledge, as in the sense of information, what to do, what not to do, in that informational sense, but not just information. Like someone was saying, who was it? It was Mataji Rasarani. Oh, he's going to be like my teacher. Like at school. He's going to be my teacher. But it's more than that. She mentioned like father, but it's also more than that. It's a spiritual relationship on the level of the spirit soul in relation to Krishna. And this is Krishna's system. This is Krishna's very system. It is not a, sometimes we say, do-it-yourself process. Buy the book in the shop and apply it and, you know, go through it step by step. There's a lot more to it than that. It is working very deeply on the level of the heart. And Krishna is there as an inextricable part of it. Talking about just buying the book and trying to learn it, I can tell you something which I've mentioned numerous times before in Russia. Many years ago, it might even be 15 years, it was actually quite some time ago, I decided I wanted to learn Russian, which is a very complex language. So one day I was walking along somewhere and I saw a book in a bookshop in the window, Learn Russian in 30 Days. And I thought, oh, that's what I need. So I bought the book. And I, as they say, I went for it. I really, you know, I studied it for 30 days. And I can tell you, after 30 days of almost like frantic study, I really didn't know much about the Russian language. Sure. And I realized it was more a sales technique. So, yeah, Krishna consciousness is not just a do-it-yourself process. Although we must read the books, Prabhupada emphatically said so many times, we must read the books, all the books, like students, to take them in to the heart, not just some facts and figures. But really the essence, ultimately, beyond even that, is, and this is Krishna's program, is the relationship with the spiritual master, or really, perhaps more properly, the relationship with the disciplic succession, which the spiritual master current is just the, just the current representative or member of for the time being. So this is Krishna's system. And our experience is, and I've really seen it vividly in different ways with different devotees, is that when the devotees embrace the relationship with the current day living spiritual master, when they really embrace it nicely, I mean, not independent of the relationship with Prabhupada, but still the actual personal relationship, I've seen objectively, clearly on many occasions, I'd say, that it's really helped devotees. And I've actually seen them move forward and become better devotees, become more devotees, I mean, more devotional and more inspired in solid terms to render service and to help Prabhupada's movement and to develop themselves as Krishna conscious persons. I've seen it. And even apparently, at least to some degree, through myself, wonder of wonders. So therefore we're sort of in that sort of sense, we're ready to embrace it. We're ready to embrace it and to try our best to fulfill our part of the relationship, which isn't easy. You know, we've mentioned it was actually Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, very dear devotee and very great devotee, who told me when he was here some fair number of years ago at the Ratha Yatra, he told me that in the relationship between spiritual master and disciple, there is mercy and there is a burden. He said, the disciple gets the mercy and the spiritual master gets the burden. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's like that. You know, sometimes you get a disciple who becomes problematic or who just gets mixed up somehow or other. Unfortunately, it's the material world plus it's Kali Yuga. These things happen sometimes. I mean, everyone's a bit mixed up anyway, but sometimes someone gets really mixed up. And then, sure, it can be a real battle. And even sometimes you may, at least for the time being, lose the battle and the person may just fall away from Krishna consciousness. But, you know, I was thinking last night and this morning, about what name to give Her Grace Suniti Devi Dasi. And then it just sort of popped into my head, out of where? From Krishna. It must be anywhere from apparently nowhere. Oh, that would be a good name for her. And then I was thinking about the name and about her, I mean, Suniti from Srimad Bhagavatam. And the son, Dhruva Maharaj, who's very prominent and extremely important and exemplary figure in Srimad Bhagavatam. That, you know, it's a bit of a long story, but basically Suniti, in a certain sense of the term, Suniti became a guru for Dhruva, actually. In that she gave him at least the initial direction based upon which and without which he would never have achieved what he achieved in Krishna consciousness or in anything. Yeah. But as it happened, Dhruva, even though a type of disciple of Suniti, Dhruva actually became more advanced. And finally, at the end of his life, as his life was ending, I mean, he's the child. She was still alive. It's an interesting point. But anyway, his life was coming to an end. And the Vaikuntha airplanes came to take him back to to the spiritual world. He was about to go when he remembered, wait a minute, we must not go. I cannot go without my mother, because she helped me. And it was just, you know, not just even invaluable, it was just the most essential help. If I hadn't got that, none of these things would have happened. Who knows what would have happened. So we stopped the Vaikuntha airplanes from going. And then an arrangement was made for her to come and get on. By his mercy. And he's the disciple. So, Srila Prabhupada there, if you're familiar with that part of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'd know that Srila Prabhupada, in his extreme humility, in one of the purports, Prabhupada says something to the effect that he feels he's not qualified, something like that. But he's praying that one of his disciples will become like Dhruva Maharaj and deliver him. Well, this is Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes these great devotees, they get into some special mood of humility like that. So being a spiritual master, like we said, or Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj very appropriately said, the disciple gets the mercy and the spiritual master gets the burden. That's kind of, you know, generally the way it works. But the fact is, and that incident with Dhruva Maharaj shows so clearly that if the disciple or disciples, one, many, all, as many as possible, become really serious about their Krishna consciousness and following the instructions of the spiritual master, without deviation and from the heart, then at the very least, that disciple or those disciples, they become great assets for the spiritual master. And when Krishna looks around and sees, look at these disciples, oh, they're good. They're very good. Who was their spiritual master? And then, okay, it was such and such. Then Krishna gives a big pat on the back for the spiritual master, or something you could say, something like that. They're great assets. So for my part, or my side of the whole relationship, you know, I promise to do my best, you know, to do my best, depending on what that means, but I'll definitely do my best to help. I try to take it personally, I mean, in the sense of have a personal relationship and know each disciple and know what's who they are and what they are and what's going on as much as reasonably possible. I don't want to become just a sort of a figurehead spiritual master who just can't even remember who so many of his disciples are. I mean, not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but I personally don't want to do it like that. So therefore, you know, I've said before, I'll say again, and I'll continue to say, that I'll try my level best to help whoever you are. Now, particularly, the disciples get sort of, in a certain sense, preference, but anyone who I can help, I'll try my best, and try and give a bit of guidance, advice, and, you know, say a few words from what I've learnt and read and the experiences I've had. But I'm really hoping that you all, particularly the disciples and those who would like to be of mine, but ultimately all of you devotees, you know, being GBC is kind of, sort of, I mean, in some ways it's very much like being the spiritual master, or a type of spiritual master for everyone in the yatra. So I really try my best, but I really hope, and I want, I don't just hope, I really want that you'll all take it very seriously, in a very nice way, and to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, whatever, you know, little guidance I might perhaps sometimes give, really try and take these things to heart and apply these things in your lives. And if you do that, well, I'll be very happy, but I can guarantee Prabhupada will be very happy, and Krishna will be happy, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Srimati Radharani, they'll all be very happy with you. But, and as a result of that, you will be very happy in Krishna consciousness. This is what we want, after all. In a certain sense, there's a bottom line that we want to be happy. But really, you'll be very happy, and you'll see very vividly how just the path back to Godhead just opens up in front of you, and you can move forward happily and more happily, and with a clear consciousness, clearer intelligence to serve and practice, and like this become successful in Krishna consciousness. So, is that okay?
Yes. Silence.
I'll take it that it's okay. And you know what? If Bhaktin Shreya, you know who she is, I won't ask her to stand up. She is 8. She's sort of a big 8. But she's 8. She's chanting 16 rounds. You know, we pray. You know, we know what growing up does to young people in many cases. But we pray that she'll carry on like that. And, you know, seriously, if she can do it, you can do it. Don't mind me saying that. But actually, it's true. There's the mother's hand is there behind the scenes, or in front of the scenes sometimes too, to keep her going when things get a little shaky. But like that, we're all members of a family. Prabhupada's family, Krishna's family, Srimati Radharani's family. We're all here. We're not isolated into the just little different subgroups, although the subgroups are realities. But we're not just isolated like that. We're all parts of the great family, particularly of Srila Prabhupada. And, if we really try to play our parts wholeheartedly from the heart, oh, we'll be very happy, and we'll be very successful, and we'll see it in our lives. So thank you all again. Thank you all again. If there's some of you who need to pull up your socks a bit, do it. You know, I expect there's a number sitting here who would be best off if they pulled their socks up a bit. Let's all do it, and let's all do it together at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So again and again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we wish you all the very best. And again, if I can help, please let me know, and I'll certainly try my level best. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Ko Premanandi.